This morning that he's all that we need. Let's sing that song at Calvary. Glad this morning for Calvary. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that this morning? Amen. The love of Jesus Christ for us. Die for our sins. Amen. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord. Knowing not it was for me had Calvary. Mercy that was great and grace was free. Heart that would love the bride to me and there.
Now I gladly go in as my King. Now my raptures shall get only sweet of Calvary. See, there was grace and grace was free.
Praise this morning. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. We welcome you to the service this morning. God bless you. It's good to be back again. I'm just looking for his blessings today. How many come expecting this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that song, Give Me Oil in My Lamp. Don't want that oil to run out. Amen. Do you? Praise the Lord. Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. Let's sing it. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Oh, give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. And sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Give me oil in my lamp, give me burning, give me oil in my lamp. I pray, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, keep me burning till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. And I got a river of life a flowing out from makes the rain to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors and sets the captives free. I got a river of life flowing out from me. Bring up a well within my soul. Bring up a well and make me whole. Bring up a well. Give to me that life abundantly. I got a river of life flowing out from me. To walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captives free. I've got a river of light flowing out from me. Bring up, O well, my soul. Bring up, O well, and make me whole. Bring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to His name this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to take our prayer request this morning. Amen. Let's just sing that song, Amazing Grace, before we do that. Amen. One of the most wonderful songs that's ever been written, I believe, was Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Let's sing it this morning. It's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
God.
ask Brother Mark if he'd come this morning as we take these requests. Our first request says, remember Amanda Addison, Elias Brumley, also Brinley Hughes are running fevers. That's my grandkids, and so I want to remember them this morning. God would give them a touch. And also want to remember Brother Keith that's sick this morning, that God would move in and just give him a healing touch. Amen. We miss Brother Keith this morning. Also like for you to remember me. It's the next Monday of week. I have to go for a procedure to the hospital. And I just desire y'all to pray for me during that. And I know that we have some good prayer warriors here. And I just believe you will do that. I ask you to pray for me. I want to remember our pastor, Brother Barry and Sister Becky, that are away this morning. God would just bless them this morning. Amen. Brother Mark, if you would come. Hallelujah. Do you have an unspoken request this morning? Amen.
Just to mention a couple of requests that wasn't written down this morning. Remember Brother Anwar in New York. You know, since he's been here to this country, he's lost his father, and most recently lost his sister. And it's a very hard thing when you're in another country, a different language, different culture, and these things happen back in your country, and you're not able to attend a funeral or so on. And it's a very hard thing. If you move from another country, that's the only way you can really understand it. So keep that family in prayer. And also Sister Angie's mom has been going through a time. She's requested prayer in one of her emails. So just remember these things. And they're desperate needs. And we should emphasize, if I can pronounce that word correctly, and put ourselves in their shoes. If we were in their shoes, how would we feel? How would we pray? And let's reach out to the Lord this morning. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, it's surely a privilege every time we meet together, Lord, in your name. And Lord, our hearts yearn for you, Lord. Just the thought of that we'll be in church today, Lord, just fills our heart with joy, Lord. We look forward to it. And Lord, we thank you for this glorious hope, this assurance you've placed in our hearts, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we know that every thought of yours is for our own good, Lord. And here upon this earth, we go through things, Lord, that trying times, hard times, and Lord, grievous sometimes it seems, Father. But yet we know that a believer, Lord, you told us in your word that we go through those, Lord. We build character. We grow through things, Lord, that we could maybe help others, Lord, and be more sympathetic to what they're going through because what we've been through, Lord. And Lord, we come before you this morning and we bring these needs, Lord, and very desperate, brethren reaching out to us for prayer, Lord, knowing that and having confidence that if we pray that you will hear, Lord. And we come according to your word, that where you say if you will ask anything in my name, that you'll do it, Father. And these requests that was mentioned this morning, we pray that you'll help each one, Lord, those that are sick. Brother Keith's request, Brother Wayne's request, Lord, for the procedure that you'll be going into. Be with our brother, Lord, that everything will go well. And Lord, we want to come, Lord, to hear your word. That's why we're here. And we pray that you'll use your servant, Lord, and minister to each need. You know each heart, Lord, and what's on each heart, Father. And we pray that you'll meet every need and grant every prayer on each uplifted hand, Lord, thou knowest. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and we love you, Father, and we look forward to that day when you'll come again, Lord, and take us home. We see this world falling apart, Lord. Our prophet preached that message, Lord, and it's even worse now than it was back then. But we have that confidence, Lord, in your word, in what you promised, Lord, that you'll take us through. You said, Lord, he who has begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Our confidence lies in that, Father. Bless us now. Receive our glory and praise, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated this morning. Brother John Cockman and the girls are coming to sing this morning. Let's continue to hold these people up in prayer. You know, when you're sick, sometimes it's harder then to pray. But, you know, let's just keep holding them up this morning. Good to see Sister Molly here this morning. Amen. Good to see her here today. Praise the Lord.
Enjoyed the sermons on music that Brother Barry's been teaching on. And after last week, these girls went home and of their own accord, I think some things didn't make it through the filter. So I really appreciate them taking to heart things that the pastor says. And I did the same thing with my own music. The fiddle made it through the filter, but unfortunately, the banjo did not. My apologies to Brother Keith. I want the girls to do one that their grandmother wrote called Deep Settled Peace.
Thank you, Brother John and girls sure enjoyed that. Let's sing that song before my wife comes to sing this morning. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's just sing it this morning. Amen. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star, and it's sweeter than the song they sing in heaven. Let the saints proclaim what a lovely name. And soon he'll come in clouds of glory, saints of every grace shall behold his face. And within enter heaven city, ever to acclaim, what a lovely name. One more time now. Oh, and what a lovely name, the name of Jesus, reaching higher than the brightest star, and sweeter than the song they sing in heaven. Let the saints proclaim what a lovely amen. Give him another good hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's making all kinds of sounds it's not supposed to make, so it's needing a healing.
Amen.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rolls a melody sweeter than songs. In celestial-like streams it unceasing soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. am resting tonight in this wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad for that peace this morning? Amen. Amen. Let's stand as we get ready to receive our tithes and offerings this morning. I have one announcement. Sister Laura's Sunday School class will meet today at 4 p.m., so remember that if you're in that class. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that song, When the Redeemed Are Gathering In. Amen. Amen. Brother Tom, if you pray for the offering this morning. I am thinking of the rapture and our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. I will raise a heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, watch like snow and cream on skin. I will shout, I will sing, when the redeemed are gathering. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music go on singing, for the city will be rolled when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, wash like snow and free from all sin. I will shout, I will sing when the redeemed are gathering. Saints will sing redemption's story when their voices clear and strong. When the redeemed are gathering in, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join the song. When the redeemed are gathering in, when the redeemed are gathering in, watch like snow and free. I will shout, I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear His invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord. When the redeemed are gathering in, let's sing it now. When the redeemed are gathering in, and watch like snow, repulsing. I will shout, I will sing. When the redeemed are gathering in, one more time. Oh, when the redeemed. Watch like snow and free from all the sin. I will shout, I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Amen. Glad to have Brother Chisholm with us this morning. We're going to ask him to get ready and come this morning. Brother Mike, you may have to help him. He probably needs some help. He got some things he wants to set up. Let's sing that song, When I Look Into Your Holiness, as Brother Chisholm comes this morning. How many is ready for the Word today? Hallelujah. I believe God's going to bless us this morning. Amen. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of. When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live, God bless you, brother.
Praise you, worship you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope that I'm on this morning.
Amen. So I'm on okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give me the key of F. It's so good to be here to see you, and especially you in the house of the Lord. Amen. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. Oh, you may have all this world. Give me Jesus. Oh, in the morning. Morning when I rise, Lord, in the morning when I rise, Lord, in the morning when I rise, just give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. Sing one more song. You may be seated. We just want to sing this song, amen. One of my favorite songs, amen. The key of D, amen. Amen. I'm amazed how the Lord loves me. Oh my, are you amazed this morning? Amen. Sometimes we come short, but He still loves us. He still favors us, amen. He's still good to us. He still wakes us up and He still blesses us, amen. Because he knows all things, and things that sometimes we are trapped in. So Lord, do you still love me? He still love you. Amen. I'm amazed how He loved me. Amen. I'm amazed how you love me. Oh, I'm amazed how you care through your precious. I've tried so hard to hide, yet I laughed and said, my life is fine without you. I was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day, someone told me of your mercy. The love that you show on Calvary, there you die and you purchase my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, they all washed away. Why don't you give the Lord a hand? Amen. Amen. All of our sins has been washed away in the blood of Jesus. Amen. We bring you greetings from Life's Tabernacle. Amen. South Carolina, Pastor Fred Mullins. Amen. The saints there. And before I forget, your pastor sent a little text this morning and said, greet the church. Amen. I sure, Pastor, love you. Amen. Amen. I'm just happy to be here. Amen. Another year, and the Lord has kept us, amen, from all the enemy, the snares of the enemy look like sometimes traps set and seem like we can't get out of it. But the Lord will deliver us out of them all, amen. We just appreciate the Lord. That'll be all the music. Just appreciate the beautiful singing, amen. Appreciate our brother, amen. This morning, it's just good to see all of you in the house of the Lord this morning. We just have a little message on our heart. We not intend to hold you long, amen. And we're going to try to get with it, amen, by the help of the Lord. See, God, set this up in a good place. I guess we'll just leave it almost here. Amen. I'm just a simple man, and like I said up at Happy Valley, Brother Donnie, amen, the saints there, I come to find out that they are just common people, amen. And, you know, sometimes we look at churches and you look at the minister and you think they're on this level or that cloud, amen, but I found out that they're just common people. And the Bible said that the common people heard him gladly. So I'm just a simple man with simple words. I don't have swelling words. I just come to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you will, while you're standing, we just grab our Bibles. Amen. A cup of scripture. Amen. That we'd like to read from this morning. It's good to see all of you. Amen. Brothers, sisters in Christ. Amen. It's so wonderful. I just appreciate the presence of the Lord here. Amen. Don't be weary. Amen. And well doing, amen. You shall receive if you faint not. How many of you believe that? Amen. We just love the Lord. We appreciate it. I'm excited as the years go by, amen. I just love him that much more. I do. I really do. It's just getting deeper and deeper in love with him, amen. Amen. Let us just, amen, bow our heads in a word of prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, Lord, as we approach your throne this morning, Lord, as we stand in post of duty, as your prophet says, how that evangelists stand between the enemy and the congregation. So, Father, we need you this morning, Lord. Lord, God, we have things on our heart, Lord, but, Lord, we leave enough space, room, Lord. If you decided even change my thought, Lord, we are willing. You know the needs of the people. You know the desires. You know every heart, Lord. So, Father, we dependent upon you. Touch the needed one, Lord, those that are absent from the body, O God. O God, as pray, God, you give them strength, Lord God, wherever they may be this morning. I pray, God, that the word will go out, Lord, and heal, Lord, knowing that it has already. So, Lord, we just thank you for the pastor of this local assembly just giving us this moment just to spend with your people this morning. Father, we just pray that our heart would burn within us, O God, as you speak to us along the way. This we pray, and forgive us for all of our sins and our shortcomings, Lord. We give you all the glory and the honor, and all preeminence be given to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. While you're standing again, we are turning our Bibles. Amen. Bless the Lord to the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter. And we go to the 8th chapter, and we go to Romans 8. And one more scripture. Perhaps we won't read it all, maybe just one. And we won't hold you long standings, and we'll let you be seated, amen, by the help of the Lord, amen. And I just want you to realize this, amen. A lot of times you say, well, that minister didn't preach that good, or he didn't. It's a lot of time I realize that the people, you the people, you operate the gift. It's how God you want, amen. If you want a quarter worth, you get a quarter worth. And you want a $5 worth, that's what you get. However you put in, that's what you'll get. So we're just here. We're depending on you. You're going to operate the gift. So I'm helpless if you don't pull. And I come too far. I come from North Carolina, got off of work 10 hours, and I drove up from 3 hours, and I got to the hotel. By the time I settled in, it was after 3, and I was trying to eat a little bit and went on to bed and got up this morning about 6, about 5, and I feel good. So, amen, I feel energized, and I just want you to pray for us this morning. Amen, the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, amen, in verse 37. Do you love him this morning? Amen. Just going to get out of the way and let him preach this morning. Would that be all right? Amen, the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, in verse 37. I don't know if I minister this here before, but Lord always have more for us. Do you agree? Amen. The Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verse 37, and it reads, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Now we know who sent, amen, the Son. The Father sent the Son. And this is the Father's will. Now, he's telling what the Father's will is, which has sent me, that all which he hath already giveth me, I should lose nothing, but shall raise it up again at the last day. Are we at the last day? So there's a raising up. Do you agree? And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Do you believe that? Amen. Now let us turn, amen, to, amen. We turn right over to the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter. Bless the Lord. And John, the 8th chapter. Verse 23, and it reads, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I say therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sin. So what is he talking about? Now, when you think about sin, say, well, what did I did? Or what did they do? The prophet brought us a clear revelation, amen, that smoking is not sin, committing adultery, lying, cheating. Those things are not sin. Those things are the attribute of unbelief. If that's right. So it would read something like this, not taken away from the word, but that ye shall die in your unbelief. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your unbelief, your sin. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I say unto you from the beginning. Amen. Amen. Let us just bow our heads in a word of prayer. We let you be seated. Father, we thank you again for the reading of the word. Now sanctify it to our souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. Now, while you're being seated, amen, let us just look at the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter. Amen. Bless the Lord. Just saying the foundation. Amen. The Gospel of John, the 17th chapter and the 5th verse. Here again, Jesus saying, and now, O Father, glorify thy me with thy own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Listen to that statement. Glorify me, Father, with the glory that I had. He's saying, glorify me with the glory that I had when I was with you, or before the world began. Before the world, before the stars, before there was molecules, before there was Lucifer, before there was the earth. Glorify me with the glory that I had when I was with you. Amen. Do you love the Lord? Now, one more scripture, amen, and we'll move right along as the Lord will lead us. Let's turn to where Apostle Paul was inspired in Romans, the 8th chapter. Amen. Bless the Lord. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 19th verse. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 19th verse. It reads, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiting for the manifestation, that means to be made known, the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature, that's talking about you, that's talking about me. For the creature was made subject to vanity. We want to work with that. The creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly. In other words, we had no much of a choice. Not willingly to be put in this position, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the saint in hope. Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. How many of you, amen, can't wait to be delivered from this bondage of corruption? Amen. What bondage that we are in? This old house that we're living in, these old pest house that we're living in, sickness and weary and sadness. Amen. We are groaning, amen, unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation is groaning, travailing in pain until now. We could see even nature itself, amen. Things are groaning, amen, a birth pain, amen. Even the earth is going through a birth pain. Even scientists said that after the eclipse, how that it would change the nature of the weather, amen. And I just thought about, amen, this year, it's been the coldest that I've been in a long time, you know, and it's not even scripture. You know, some people said at the end time, the Bible said that you can't tell the winter from the summer. That's not scripture. That's what people says. Amen. So Jesus, amen, let us know, amen, the signs of the coming of him. Amen. We could see the falling away. We could see the cooling also. I just want to thank God this morning that there is a yearning There is a longing to be with my Lord. Amen. Even nature itself is groaning. Amen. Things are, even nature itself is all confused. Even the trees, amen, they are deformed, amen. Trees was one time grow straight up, but they are deformed, amen. They are waiting for, amen, the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. For the creature was made subject unto vanity, not willingly, but by him, of him which has subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that all, that the whole creation, the creature groaneth and travailing. How many are travailing? Are you travailing? I'm tired of this pest house. I don't know about you, but I'd be glad, amen, when he said, come up hither. I really would. Amen. I appreciate life on this earth. I appreciate coming here. Amen. But I just want to see my Lord face to face. Amen. Just think about it. No more pains. No more gray hair. No more disappointment. No more sickness. No more bad weather. Amen. We'll be in the presence of the Lord. And that's what I'm longing for. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the creature itself also be delivered from the bondage of correction. 22. For we know that the whole creation, the creation groanings and travailing and pain until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. Oh my, waiting for the changing of these foul body. Can the church say amen? Amen. Just a little thought this morning, by the help of the Lord, I ministered this. This may be about the fourth time, so we just feel in our spirit. I was, amen, contemplating, Lord, what shall I speak here this morning? I just want to encourage you this morning. You need to worship him. You need to praise him. You need to give him all the glory. You ought to be thankful, amen. You need to know how to worship God. You ought to be happy when you come to church. Amen. Knowing that one day we're going to leave this house. Amen. It's just not a few words, amen. But we're going to be changed from mortal to immortality. I believe that. I believe that. You know what I believe that? That's why I'm excited, amen. One thing about me, I'm not going to cool off. I don't care. I don't care if we be here another 5 years. I'm going to be that much more on fire. I don't care if we be here another 6 years. But amen, let me tell you, church of living God, if we be here another 6 years, the devil really going to have something on his hand with this boy here. Because I'm realizing who I am. I'm coming to a place in my adoption, amen. And we realize that we are walking right into our adoption. Before I get too carried away, amen, my thought this morning is eternity trapped in time. Eternity is trapped in time. Trapped in time. Amen. Trapped in time. Time has, we're dealing with time. We in a body. We're dealing with time. I'm older than I was last year. I'm dealing with time. We're dealing with time. There's a time when service is going to end. We're going back. We're coming to evening service. But after a while, it won't be no more time. We'll blend right into eternity. Can the church say amen? This morning, I was just looking at something written by Lenny Michelle. She wrote a poem, and my thought this morning is eternity trapped in time. But I hope we all could see this. Can we see that over there? Everybody see it okay? Or do I need to move it over, son? Let's see here. Amen. Just very simple. I'm a very simple man, so we just pray that this will bless your heart. Amen. And you said just a little thought this morning, and really in my heart, we can all see that, can't we? It's a good question. Who are you? Who are you? What is your purpose here? How did you got into this? How did you accidentally stumble into it? How you got in here? Did really your auntie, amen, invite you here? Or did you come because of grandpa? How do you got here? You stumbled at the wrong church and now you're locked in? How do you got here? What is your purpose? What is your ambition? Why are you here? Amen. And I read this poem this morning. I thought it was very good. It's kind of tied in. This morning, it's a poem titled, Who Are You? Good question. Who are you? Do you know who you are? Not you that molded by family or society. Who are you? Do you know? Do you seek to know? Do you really want to know? Who are you? Do you like yourself? Do you like who you are? Do you accept who you are? Who are you? Are you still searching? Are you still crying? Are you still finding? Who are you? You are you. You are beautiful. You are amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. You are unique. There is no one like you. Love who you are. Accept who you are. Embrace who you are. And value who you are. And with that poem, I thought that when you know that you are a child of God, you know that you are called, you said, amen. You are beautiful this morning. Amen. The Bible said, beautiful are the feet of those that carry the gospel. You are beautiful this morning. When you carry the gospel, it's the good news. Amen. The world may not look at it that way, but you are beautiful. Even though there's snow and it's cold on the outside, and this 2018, but this morning, you are beautiful. Who are you? What is your purpose? And as I began to think of this right here, I thought of, amen, you know, we don't want to presume. Assuming is a venture without actual authority. I don't want to assume because I go to a church and they got the prophet pictures on the wall or they talk about Malachi 4. That might be good. That won't put you in the rapture. Amen. The only way you get in the rapture, Jesus' first doctrine was, you must be born again. It's not how good you are. It's not how long you've been in the message. That has nothing to do with it. It's got to come to a place. It's got to be a death. It's got to be a barrier. And it has got to be a resurrection. Do you love him this morning? We're just going to take this off and we're going to swing. Amen. We're going to let the enemy know. Amen. We bring victory this morning. Do you love the Lord this morning? Amen. I don't believe that the enemy, we could let the enemy take over the service. I just don't believe that. I believe I'm another Joshua. Amen. I'm not going to come to church and let the church, let the enemy dictate the way I worship. If I want to praise God, so be it. If I raise my hand, so be it. If I want to stand up and praise God, so be it. Because I come to worship God. I didn't come. It's good to see you, my brother. It's good to see you, my sister. But most of all, I come to see Jesus. Most of all, I come to be a better Christian. Most of all, I come to see my error. I come to be a better citizen of the kingdom. Who are you? What are you raised up for? I don't believe. You know, I think about there, the Bible let us know that there are some, amen, that a name has been blotted out. Or there's some that God never thought of, amen. Even poor Judas, amen, he was never ever thought of. Amen. I think about Pharaoh. Amen. Everybody has to play their part. And this morning, I look at myself and I said, Lord, I more and more, I want to know who I am. You know, somebody said, oh, we love Brother Chisholm. We appreciate Brother Chisholm. My son told me, amen, he said, Daddy, I appreciate you traveling and going places, you know, as a son loves his father. But he said, Dad, the most important thing, I want you to know who you are. See, I could go to London, England. I could go to Japan. I could go around the world. But if I don't know who I am, how am I going to tell you who you are? First of all, I need to know my identity. I need to know that I come from God and I'm going back to God. Amen. Do you love Him this morning? Who are you? Amen. And what we are raised up for. And I think about, amen, who are you? Amen. It says, what is the purpose? I thought about, what is the purpose of the message? What is the purpose of Malachi 4? Do we really need Malachi 4? Did we really need him to come? I mean, can we just keep on reading our Bibles and coming to church and worship God? No. We need Malachi 4. Because Malachi 4 has to come to turn the hearts of the children back to the Father. I know a lot of folks say, well, we really didn't need him. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I was heading this way. And when he came, he turned me around and carried me this way. And when I start walking that way, I found out that I'm walking right in those bloody footprints of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I don't know about you this morning, but I feel in my heart, I know in my heart, I'm going in the right direction. Who are you? And what are you raised up for? You know, when Jesus began to talk with the disciples, he began to tell them, amen. And you know, when Jesus, he come on this earth, he bypassed, who is this Melchizedek? The prophet of God said that when Jesus come on this earth, he bypassed his theophany. And we know what a theophany is, what? A word body. So Jesus bypassed his theophany. But when we come from a thought. We come down as this earth. We didn't come down in a theophany body. We don't know all things. Are you hearing me? But we had amnesia. But I thank God that God sent a word in this hour, amen, to wipe away amnesia. Now we begin to realize who we are and what we are raised up for. And when you come to church, you ought to be on fire for God. You ought to be excited when you come to church, amen. I don't know about you, but I ain't come to sit on the front row or the back row just to see you or to warm up a pew. I come to get excited to know that I come from God and I go back to God. Not just words. A lot of people just say those phrases. I come from God and I go back to God. And the devil put them on the floor, knock them down, blooded their face. Now they don't know where they come from. But let me tell you, my brother and my sister, I could be laying down on the floor with a bloody face. I could look that devil right in the eye and said, I come from God and I'm going back to God. Just as soon as you move your foot off of my face, I'm going to still worship God. I don't care if I'm sick. I don't care if I'm in the hospital and they got me all plugged up. I don't care if I'm on a tank. Amen. If the nurse walk up to me and says, oh, young man, I want to check your pulse. Things ain't looking good. If I could just move the mask off my face. I say, you know what, ma'am? I'm a son of God. You say, a son of God in the hospital? God don't make no mistake. No, God, and that's why somebody said, you sure about that? I'm absolutely sure about that. There's nothing out of cater. I don't care if you end up in the ditch. You say, how did I get out there? Just sit down and relax. Just sit down and relax. Just call the wrecker, call somebody. Don't want, just relax. God got you in there for a purpose. There ain't nothing out of cater. And I realize, amen, I come from God and I go back to God. And that's what Jesus was telling the disciples. He was telling the believers of that day, I come from God and I'm going back to God. And they look at him many times when Jesus was taught with the church. Amen. The church is to call out one. And God, when he come on this earth, or when he manifests in this earth, he comes in three son dispensation. I know you know those things, but I just want to rehearse it to you. Amen. He comes in three son dispensation. He comes as son of man. When he walked, born in a stinking stable. Amen. Walked the shores of Galilee. Amen. Raised up. Amen. Amen. He came as son of man, son of God. That's right. And according to, amen, on the day of Pentecost, when he died and his spirit came back on the church, he came back as son of God. That's right. Through the church age. Then the Bible declared that he'll come, amen, again as son of David. That's right. Sitting on David's throne. But because of Luke 17:30, he has to come again as son of man. Amen. Revealing Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because the church was going in error. Yeah, the church was going in there. Amen. We was coming to church. Amen. And really, I don't know about you, but without this Christ coming, let me say it in this way. Amen. The Holy Ghost was bound for nearly 2,000 years, the prophet of God said, at the denomination of doors. The feast of the trumpet. And we was coming to church. We were worshiping. Some of us worshiping Mary and whatever. Amen. But I thank God that God sent a word in this hour. Amen. To turn me around. To set me on the right road. Amen. I didn't know how to love until this message come in my heart. I didn't know how to forgive until Christ come again. See, this is the coming of Christ before the rapture. Are you hearing me? This is the secret coming of Christ before the rapture. Now, the world don't know about this, but you ought to be happy. You think I'm going to walk around? You think I'm going to walk around sad? You think I'm going to walk around sad? You think I'm going to come to church? If you don't want to worship, so be it. I'll worship all by myself. If you don't want to play, I'll play all the music because I'm happy. There ain't no sad moments. That's right. I could be broke and still happy. I could be going through let down in my home, still happy. Coming home the other day, and my wheelbarrow went out in my truck, and I had to leave my truck on the side of the parking somewhere a couple of days. You know what I said? I said, oh, well, there's a reason for all that. My truck on the side of the road, and I got to catch a ride with somebody else. And somebody said, you think that was of God? Yes, it is. All things work together for the good. And I can rejoice. I can rejoice in the Lord. I don't have to worry about if sickness comes. Maybe God's trying to get my attention. Maybe he wants me to know that he is still Jehovah Rapha. He is the healer. I am God. And he wants us to know that I'm living right on the throne of your heart. You got to believe this, church of the living God. We got to believe that the word of God is so nigh thee that we can speak that word by faith and watch your body make a change of reaction. Even if you tired, even if you get weird, you can tell your thought. You need to dismiss your thought and say, I'm coming to church to worship God because I come from God. And I'm going back to God. My. I don't intend to hold you long this morning. But I want the devil to know that God has given me a revelation. A revelation. That is a new birth. A revelation. God has revealed to me that I am a son of God. Now, I'm not just saying words. I'm a son of God. Yes, I was born of Pearline and Henry Chisholm. Those were my natural parents. But I got a spiritual parents, and it's the word of God. And I've been birthed of the word. So, amen, with a new birth, I take on the nature of the word. Are you hearing me? My parents, if I do something wrong, and my parents tell me, no, you got to make that right, because I got the nature of my parents, which is the word, in which I said I come from God, then I have to obey that. I come from God, and I go back to God. Who are you? A question. Who are you? Do you know who you are? Are you happy to who you are? I used to wasn't happy with me. But I got to a place I was just happy with me. Man, I just don't know what to do. I'm glad to get up in the morning and I look in the mirror. I say, hey, son of God. I'm just happy to know I could get up and put, amen, the Son of God put his shoes on. Oh, I'm so happy to know who I am. Then I realize, amen, I realize that I can't be lost. See, God gave me a revelation. I can't be lost. And I realize I can't go astray. You might get tired. You may get weary. You might go through some dull moments. Don't care to see where you're going. Amen. Don't worry about it. You're right in the hand of God. He got you just where he wants you to be because you come from God and you're going back to God. Now, Jesus had no problem knowing who he was. Even his disciple, Jesus said one time, because he lived in such another realm. He lived in a higher realm than his disciple. There was one time when, amen, Jesus' friend died, which was Lazarus. And Jesus said, let us go that we may awake him. And what did the disciples say? We may awake him. Well, if he sleep, he do as well. Then Jesus understand. Wait a minute. They don't understand what I'm talking about. Amen. Jesus say, okay, Lazarus dead. Amen. Let me come back down on your level. Lazarus dead where you sit. But a Christian never dies. Are you hearing me? A Christian never dies. So if you got eternal life, you come from God and you're going back to God. Brother Tom, I'm happy to know that. I might get old and fever. I might have to leave this earth. Amen. But I'm depending on you, Church of the Living God, because the dead in Christ, Church, is going to happen. We're getting so close. There's more. I heard someone praying this morning. There's more shooting and killing and sin is on this earth like never before. Amen. What I want to make you get that much closer to the Lord. Amen. Because we're living in a time body and it's trapped. Eternity trapped in time. Who are you? Brother Chisholm, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I didn't know who I was until Christ come. Are you hearing me? Christ come. You said, but children, he was already here, but he was bound. He was bound by the denomination of the door. You know that. Amen. You know, we were bound because of creed. He couldn't come in full of faith because we was caught up on Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, this and that doctrine. But now we got the full word. The full word has been restored. And now we know who we are. Sister Thaw, who are you? How many thank God for, amen, Christ in this hour? How many thank God for the message? The message is just not books and tape, but the message is Christ. The message and the message is one. You are the message. You are the written epistles, read of all men. I come from God and I go back to God. Let's go to the next one, if you will. Amen. And just a brief moment, a little thought came to me. This God that we serve, when Elohim wanted to be God, you know, we don't have to read there, but Isaiah began to talk about, Isaiah 43 was talking about before the beginning of time, before there was a start, and God let us know, I was the one that allowed you to go through the fiery trial. I'm the one. I was with you always. And sometimes you're going through things in your life. You say, Lord, why? What am I doing here? He's with you. I don't care if you make your bed in hell. God will be there with you. How many of you believe it? Amen. And I believe every time I make a choice, it's already in the mind of God. Sometimes you feel like, well, I made the wrong choice. It was already in God's mind before the foundation of the world. Because all of my footsteps this morning are in order of the Lord. Are you happy about it this morning? I'm happy this morning that I am a Christian. Amen. I'm happy to see you all this morning. So happy to see y'all in the presence of the Lord. But I come from God and I go back to God. I believe, amen. Elohim, you know the word, is a self-existent one. I know you know those things, amen. He dwells alone. But Elohim wanted to be what? God. And Elohim had all these qualities in him. He was everlasting, never ending, endless. He was limited. He was above all and not needed creation. Amen. He's supreme ruler. He having limited power, able to do anything, knowing everything. God is present everywhere. But I'll let you know this morning that devil's not present everywhere. He may look like he's present everywhere, but one thing the devil can't do, he can't get in my heart. Are you hearing me? So I thank God for that this morning. So Elohim wanted to be God. Amen. He's eternal. He's infinite. He's self-existent. He's a sovereign God. And sometime in this life, on your job, you may say, well, I might get laid off. Or they may this or the economy may do this. Let me tell you what. The economy can't do nothing. Amen. The market can't do a thing. Everything is in the hands of the sovereignty God. It looks like the President Trump is writing these, signing these bills. But let me tell you, there's an all-seeing eye. There's a God that having everything to be done because it's pushing the squeeze on the bride because she got to know who she is because she got to get a body change. How you going to get a body change and you can't get all envy and strife and jealousy and malice and they got something in your heart? You're not coming from God. You didn't come from God. The only way you come from God, you got to be born of God. 1 John 4:7-8. It said, beloved, let us love one another, for he that loveth is born of God and knoweth God, for God is love. And the prophet of God talk about now the object of worship. How many of you love worship the Lord? Amen. Amen. God, the attribute, he's a father. Those attributes are in him. Amen. He wanted to be a father. He wanted to be a savior. He wanted to be a healer. Amen. Amen. God allowed you to be on the bed of affliction so he could come in your room and he could touch you with his thing of love. God allowed the doctor to give you bad news so he could come in your presence and say, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God that regulates your heart. I am the God that can bring your high blood pressure to a normal level. How many of you believe that this morning? He is still God. He's not dead. Amen. He's not dead. He did win in the grave, but in 1965, but he is here today. How many of you believe that this morning? I come from God, and I go back to God, trapped in time. My, I didn't even actually be in this pest house. How many of you actually be in this pest house? See, before there was a world, before there was a star, Mardecue, where was you? We were a thought. Is that what the prophet said? We was a thought which was in his mind. And the prophet of God said, all of God's thoughts are pure. Oh, my God. Think about it. Think about it. Before God, he was Elohim, but those thoughts, you may can't see it, but I got all these little dots here. That's you, a thought. God had you in his mind. You say, I don't remember that. Don't worry about that. He had you in his mind. You say, well, Brother Chisholm, I don't know if I'm going to make it. It's not what you said. It's what he had you in his mind. Let me tell you, brother and sister, God didn't save you 10 years ago and look down the road and you made a mistake. He said, I wish I would have let her went on. I would. No, that's not God. If God saved you from the beginning, he said, I won't lose you. So we don't have to fret for nothing. We don't have to worry for nothing. Amen. Because we are in the hand of the Almighty God. Oh, praise God. That's why you ought to be able to look the devil right in the eye and say, devil, you can't stop me. Devil, you may hoof and you may puff, but I come from God. You know what? The devil get real mad. I tell the devil, I said, Satan, let me, Lucifer, the devil, before God, I was in God's mind before he even made Lucifer. Before God even made the stars, the Mardecue, I was in his mind as a thought. Are you hearing me? A thought is a word that spread. But God had something in his mind. God wanted to be a savior. God wanted to be a redeemer, a redeemer. And you was his very thought before creation. Now the prophet of God began to talk about this great fountain of rainbow color. He talked about red and blue and orange and all that. And he said love was red. How many ever heard him say it? So I'm going to tell you, there ain't no way you could come to this message and said, I love everybody. If you wasn't a part of that, you can't do it. Are you hearing me? I don't care how good I preach. I don't care how good I sing. Down the road, my color's going to show. Are you hearing me? See, I'm not afraid. I told my pastor this morning, you know, the 18th of this month, so a few days ago, I dreamt that I, oh, praise the Lord. I told my pastor this morning, he said, a lot of folks won't say that. They'll be somewhere praying and like Hezekiah begging for more days. But I dreamt that I saw myself laying in the casket. When I look at myself in the casket, I said, oh, my. And something spoke to me in my dream. Now, there wasn't no voice, but in my dream, it said, it's time for you to die. Well, did I call my pastor? Pastor, I'm going to die. I'm not going to do that. I don't fear death. Death is just a horse and buggy to take me into another dimension. What I tell the saint, if I happen to go in that other dimension, that sixth dimension, I'm offended on you all. Are you hearing me? I depended on you to sing with some enthusiasm. I'm looking for you to play that piano like you love the Lord. I want you to sing. I want you to preach. I want when the pastor preach or minister, I want you to play. Because you got to get me out of that sixth dimension. Are you hearing me? Because the prophet is going on, but they without us cannot be made perfect. So as I was going to work, I told my wife, and she said, she quickly told me, she said, Isaiah, she said, you know what? She said, I believe God's telling you, you're going to die of your way, your desire. It doesn't matter. Either way. Oh, can you say that? I'm not going to all of a sudden gonna be real nice to everybody because Lord showed me the dream. I'm going to be nice anyhow. I mean, where can I go? If I go into sixth dimension, I'm going to be the first that dead in Christ going to rise first. You're going to see me again. Are you hearing me? But if I be alive and remain, we're going to shake this world. Why? Because we realize who we are. That's why we ain't come to a dead church. We come to be alive. We're not denominational people. We're not up on the creeds and dogmas of man. But we are a live, powerful church. We are the last day voice in this hour. We need to shout to the tip of our voice and let the devil know I'm a very thought of God. I come from God. Somebody said, why are you happy all the time? You don't figure out? I come from God. There's no sadness in a true Christian. I see folks sometimes, I be kind of wondering. I'd say, maybe they just need a revelation. I see folks be looking all down. And sometimes I look at people, they wake up in the morning with them. They call it the Monday morning blues. Some people, they don't thaw out until about 12. Before 12, you better not say nothing. Because you say, good morning, good morning. I said, wow. You know, you go to bed with your wife and y'all laugh and talk. And the next morning, you say, good morning, Chororo. You say, you wonder. What in the world? Amen. See, some people, I don't believe that. Yeah, just not a morning person. If you are a Christian, you come from God, you are a morning person. You need to tell that devil, I'm not going to wake up in the morning real grouchy. I told a guy on the job, I said, good morning. He said, it's too early to tell. I said, which world did he come from? Let me tell you what, it could be snowing on the outside. It could be thunder and lightning. Lightning could be striking. I'm talking about hell falling. Somebody asked me, how you doing? I said, I'm doing great in the Lord. Why? Because soon and very soon, I'm going back to be with the Lord. And I'm not going by Brother Tom as a thought. But I'll be with him. That's right. I'll be with him. I bypass my theophany. Come on this earth living in a body that's full of sin. This soul can't sin. But I'm living in a house. Y'all want me to get a little personal to you? I'm living in a house. If I don't keep it up on a prayer, it'll get pushed in a corner. It'll tell a little white lie. And I know y'all don't do that in Hickory up here. Amen. But you get pushed in a corner and you just quickly tell a little quick, they twist it just a little bit. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You're living in a house. Amen. Amen. You young man, you pray all day long. You seek God. You just come out of revival. And as soon as you walk outside or you walk in the mall, Miss Jezebel passed by. If God don't help you, your head going to turn. Are you trying to help me lift Jesus this morning? But I don't care what the devil do. I don't care what the devil say. I come from God. And just as sure as I'm black, I'm going back to God. And the devil realized that I know who I am. That's why the devil tried to destroy me. That's why the devil hates you. Man, the devil hates you when you get up in the morning. Now you start realizing who I am. I start realizing that my natural parents on this earth, God used them to bring me on this earth. But I'm realizing, wait a minute. I've been this way before. Wait a minute. I remember shouting with him from the beginning. I remember. Wait a minute. I remember. Now I remember. Are you hearing me? You know how it is? Hey, amen. You ain't seen your cousin and auntie for a long time, and somebody trying to tell you, you don't remember. That's the one used to hold you. And you're trying your best to remember. Said you was a little boy, and she used to hold you. You used to think, and you said, oh, yes, I remember now. I remember. But let me tell you what, my brother and sister. Now, you may not believe this right here, but some of you in here, I remember when we was up there and we shouted for joy. Are you hearing me? I remember when we was worship with him, but we was a very thought in the mind of God. How many of you believe that this morning? Let us go on. We was a part of God, having God. So if you're a part of God, amen, a part of the great fountain, God has, Peter talking about the seventh divine nature. We talked about that last time that we was here. He's love. Amen. He has all those attributes. And I thank God this morning. I could love my enemy. How many could truly love your enemy? Love people that do you wrong. You can't do that. It's going to take Christ to do that for you. You say, I can't love my enemies. It's impossible. But the one that lives inside of me will make me love my enemy, will make me love those that persecute me and say all manner of things against me. Why? I come from God and I go back to God. And all those attributes was in God. Amen. But God wanted to be a redeemer. God wanted to be a savior. God wanted to be a healer. And you know what God did? God gave birth to his own son. Are you hearing me? I can see my God. I don't know if y'all with me this morning. I don't even know you in Walmart, but I'm going to preach to you this morning. But let me tell you what. When God gave birth to his own son, when the Logos came out of God, with what the Spirit, amen, with what, amen, a prefigure of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? Now we're going to go to the next one, if you will. Amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, my God. How many of you truly love the Lord? Let me turn it this way right here. I just want to show you. It's very simple. I'm a very simple man. Amen. God got these seven spirits. Amen. But let me tell you, I was a part of God. And when God gave birth to his son, that Logos came out of God. God, I came his son. And the prophet of God said, now a lot of times, if you're not careful, you get the Godhead all mixed up. And that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to see God. God, the Spirit God, gave birth to his son. And I come his son, which was the Logos. Amen. It wasn't God standing there and said, son, go out there and do that redemption plan. I sit here and I wait. No, it wasn't that like that. It was God when he gave birth. The Logos came out, which was God himself changing his man. It was God condescending, coming down to earth. But I'm going to tell you, church of the living God, when all of that was happening, if I was a part of God, and when that son come out, where did I go? I come out with him. And let me tell you, church of the living God, amen. Way back then, the Spirit God moved upon that form of a body. Let me tell you what. And you know what God did before God created the world and the stars? Amen. God placed my name on the Lamb Book of Life. Whoa, wait. Y'all gonna let me get happy by myself? Let me tell you what. You ought to be shouting for joy. My name is on the Lamb Book of Life. There ain't no devil out of hell could stop me, amen. I might fall down today. I might stumble tomorrow, but my name is still on the book. Somebody say amen. I might mess up today, but my name is still on the book. You might look at me funny, but that's all right. My name is still on the book. I don't worry about folks hating me. I'm not worried about people don't like me. One thing I know, before we cross over Jordan, everybody going to be loving everybody. I might have a problem with you, but so be it. I'm going to love you before we leave this place. Yeah, let me tell you something. You might come to church, got into your heart with somebody, but let me tell you what. You might as well forget it. You're not going. You're not going. No, you're not going. You're going to have the love of Christ. You're going to be happy to see everybody. It's a sad thing. A congregation like this, people have envy towards one another. But I thank God for the love of Jesus Christ. I don't have no buddies in this mess. Everybody's my brother and my sister. I know I'm not going to try to love you just as much as I love this sister here. You're my sister. You're my brother. You're my sister. You're my brother. Are you hearing me? That's the way it's got to be. Why? Because I come from God. I'm not going to treat the black man better than I treat you. Amen. If I cut you and cut the black man before you got blood. Somebody say amen. That's the way I see it. Somebody say amen. Ooh-wee. Why? Because I come from God. And I'm going back to God. You know, sometimes the devil get upset when I come to church. Because I don't believe in a dead church. No. No, I don't believe in a dead church. I come to have church. I come to let the devil know. Devil can't stop me. If I got arthritis, I'm saying you'll never know it. If I got high blood pressure, you'll never know it. If I got a headache, you'll never know it. If I'm laid off, one time I was laid off, and amen, I preached so hard, and a brother told me, Brother Children, you must have got that job. I said, no, I ain't got the job, but it's coming. He said, why you preach that hard? Because I come from God, and the Son of God, let nothing stop them. Because if you come from God, you're a part of that great fountain. You're a part of that pillar of fire. Ain't no devil out of hell able to stop you. You need to get to a place, you start speaking things to existence. That's right. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait on a return ministry. I'm not going to play a tape ministry. You are the tape. Amen. I don't believe in a return ministry. Amen. Well, amen. When he said we'll ride this trail again. Yes, he's riding the trail again. Where is he riding the trail at? It's in the hearts of the believer. You ought to say amen. You ought to be shouting for joy. Like I told you the last time. Let me tell you. Brother. I don't know what level you're on as far as your bank account. But if your wife tell you, you come home. So, honey, I don't know, but there's a mail come. Said you got $5 million. I guarantee you, you'll be singing all the songs. I don't know if you can sing, but you'll try to sing. Got $1 million? My God, you bless everybody in here. $5 million. And let me tell you what, I got eternal life. You think I'm going to let the devil dictate the way I worship? I'm not a block of ice. Somebody said, but somebody told me and said, that's the way that y'all black folk just get all excited. No, that's a lie of the devil. That's a lie of the devil. I've been to church with all white, and they get on the floor with me too. That's a lie of the devil. Don't even try to program your mind. That's the way we, our culture are. Let me tell you, we came from the same fountain. You ought to say amen. We got to worship God the same way. We only got one God, amen, and one Savior, and he died for all humanity. Yeah, amen. Somebody say amen. I say, Church of the Living God, we need to leave this place burning on fire. We need to let the devil know I've been to church. You know, the devil don't care if some of us come to church because we don't do nothing anyhow. Some of us go to sleep. Devil say, boy, they stay up all night long. They wait to go to church. And they think they're watching some type of movie. And they're going to sleep. Oh, somebody say amen. But let me tell you what. I'm alive and well this morning. I want that devil to know. Hey, man, I've come to bless your heart this morning. I want that devil to know. You can't be lost. You are a part of God's thoughts. You are a part of God's attribute. So when Elohim come out, the Logos, I was a part of him. Where was I? I was in Christ, the hope of glory. Woo! I got a part of his nature. Amen. But it took the message of the hour to season me, to realize that who I am. Brother, I come from God. I know that with all my heart. I come from God. Now, it was Christ in a prefigure. What was it? He was the anointed. He was that pillar of fire. He was Christ. He was that Logos. And in him, he packed all that power. Are you hearing me? It wasn't God over here, the Son standing over there. All that was in God, he put into his Son. Are you hearing me? Get ready, get ready, get ready. All that was in God, he put into his Son. And all that was in his Son, where did he put it? You mean to tell me you got all, huh? Do you really believe what you said? Brother, there ain't no way you're going to tell me, Brother Chisholm, so help me God, just what you said, I got $5 million, and you're going to be coming to church. No, I'm 57 years old. Write me a check for $5 million. Praise God, church. I'm so happy to be here. How many of you love the Lord? I don't care if you don't like the way I said it. I got $5 million. See? I don't care. I'm not going to worry about, boy, he, look how he run. He can't hardly talk. I don't care. $5 million. Let me care. Let me tell you this morning. I don't care how you look at me. I don't care how you feel. Let me tell you. I know this morning. You know what, Church of the Living God? I'm a son of God. Well, glory to God. I'm a son of God. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost in this hour, because that's the only thing that can keep me. So I was a part of God's plan. Where was I? I was in Him. But when He shed His blood, see, He had to shed His blood. But let me tell you, Church, who is this Melchizedek? Brother Brandon said we bypass our theophany. Why we didn't come down in our theophany? Why we didn't come down in our word body? You know why? Because if we were to come down in our word body, we'd be like rich, spoiled kids. We won't want nothing. You don't like your car, you go in the lot, and you buy you two or three of them. Huh? You got all the money. You ain't worried about the economy fall. You got millions. But God didn't let you come that way. He let you come so you could suffer, so you could reign with Him. He come and allow you to live in a body that you get old. Are you hearing me? He had let you live in a body that you get tilted over. Amen. And sometimes this happened to your body. But let me tell you what, Church of Living God, I don't care what the devil say, I'm going back. When the prophet of God said, in the adoption, I'm coming down. In the adoption, by 12 I let you out. In the adoption, He said it won't be many that He's going to put up there. And the only way you get up there, you have to come from God. And that's what the devil don't like. The devil hates a true son of God. Oh my God. How many of you know who you are? How many of you thank the God for this message? It brings you your true identity. You know who you are and what you are raised up for. Amen. If Mary was here today, Mary could tell you, Isaiah spoke of her. I'm the one that to bring forth a child. If John the Baptist was here, they asked John one time. John was baptizing, amen, for the remission of sin. They came to John and said, John, who are you? Are you the Christ? You're Jeremiah? Who are you? John said, no, go to the scripture what Isaiah said. I'm just a voice of one crying in the wilderness. And let me tell you what, I could tell the devil this morning, I am the voice of one crying in this dark Laodicea to let the church know that one day, church, we're going to leave. Somebody to say, I've been hearing that a long time. I done told my grandbabies, and you ain't got here yet. But let me tell you what, Church of the Living God, there ain't no dull moments in me. Actually, it's getting better. Every year, it's getting better. I'm so excited. I can't wait till the next move. I've seen God more in the last few years than I ever in all my life. I'm more happy, not because I know how you feel, my brother, not trying to call you out. I know how you feel when you first get married. Everything is blue and the sky is blue and the flowers blossom. Amen. But it's a little beyond that. Amen. I'm happy in Christ this morning. You know why? Because I am married to deity. I am married to Christ. He is my husband. And I got His wedding band on. Somebody say amen. When the devil huff and puff, you know what I tell that devil? I'm married. You might as well get around me. Somebody say amen. Because I tell my husband on you. That's what you need to do. Are you the bride of Jesus Christ? When that old devil comes flirting around you? Huh? That old devil comes flirting around you? You know what you need to tell? Huh? You need to say, you might have forgotten all that flirting. I'm married now. I'm married to the revealed word of the hour. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. I want you to just praise God with me this morning. Amen. I come from God and I go back to God. Amen. And I thank God I'm a part of His thought. I'm a part of His attribute. I'm a part of Christ. And God sent a word in this hour to let me know that I am a son of God. God let me know that the Holy Ghost is for me. God let me know that I am a written epistle, read of all men. God let me know there ain't nothing on this earth able to stop you. Are you a son of God? Are you a daughter of God? You're not going to let nothing hold you down. I was coming along last night. I was riding on the road. I was real tired after 10 hours. I let the window down. Amen. I wake up a little bit. I said, God, just give me grace because I just want to see my saint. Amen. And Hickory, amen, this morning. But let me tell you what. I'm happy to see you. It's a blessed thing. God can open my eye. I can see one, two, three, four young men sitting on the front row. You mothers, you father, you ought to be grateful. The young man could have been home. The young man could have been on drugs. But you ought to be happy this morning. And if I look to my left, you see one, two, three, four. That's four and four. That's eight. That's right. You ought to be happy. Amen. You ought to be happy your wife sitting beside you. Don't wait till, amen, you pass in the grave and you wish you would have done things better. Do it now. Do it now. Amen. We're trapped in a time body. But let me tell you, this word is going to call us out of these time bodies. We won't be getting old no more. No more. No more weary. No more sad mama. Mama, you sang beautiful this morning. But you wait till we get on the other side. We're going to sing a song that the angel can't sing. We are saying, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You talking about worshiping. Wait till we get on the other side. We are saying a song the angel has to drop their head because they don't understand where we come from. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That's all right. I tell the devil, that's all right. I'm living in a body. I might get a cold. I might get a hay fever. No blood pressure might go up sometime. The devil beat this old body. The old devil hit this body with arthritis. But let me tell you one thing. He can't touch my soul. My soul come from God. And my soul going back to God. My soul is a part of eternal God. The eternal plan of God. Let me tell you, Church of the Living God, I had to come to this message, amen, because this message was for me. Amen. That's one of the greatest things that I ever heard. When God sent a Kentucky prophet, amen, to a little South Carolina little boy, amen. And let me tell you what, when I heard of this message, it began to change my whole life. Somebody said, did a man change you? Ain't no man on this earth can change you. But who the man worship, he was the one that changed me. Ain't nobody could change your black, dirty soul but the Almighty God. I know a young sister fly to Hannah, amen, saying bad word, doing all this. And I told his sister, I said, God began to show me there's nothing that you could do. I can't change you. I can't change you, young man. I can't. I could raise you. I could bring you to church. But only God. Only God. How many of you young men want the Holy Ghost? At a young age, huh? You go ahead and raise your hand. Oh, mommy going to say nothing. Do you want it? Well, you could accept it. Huh? That's how big God is. God loves you. Do you want it? Huh? You could get it at a young age. Amen. You could get it at a young age. You could say, you know what? I'm a young man, but I'm going to church, and I'm going to turn the church upside down. I'm going to church, and I'm going to praise God. Sister, do you believe that? I'm talking to the young people. Amen. Do you believe that? Do you know where you come from? Where you come from? God. Oh, my God. She said, I come from God. Do an older person, do you really know who you come? She didn't hesitate to say that. I come from God. She may not understand, but keep on saying it. That's what I said. I kept saying, I come from God, and I'm going back to God. When I was a young boy in my clothes, and I was a little boy, I remember about 9, 8 years old, I used to sit on the porch, amen. I used to look up in the blue sky and see the beautiful cloud. And I said, one day, I'm going back up with him. I didn't know if I need 2 wings or how I was going to go. What it was, I was caught up in them television will lie to you. But say, I ain't going to need no 2 wings. I'm just going to be changed from mortal to immortality. I'm going to break the, amen, the sound barrier. And I'm going on the other side. And when I get over there, I'm going to see my loved one. I got a mama that's been going on about 30 years now. But when I see her, her hair is going to be just as black as a raven. I see my mama again. Somebody say amen. And not only that, I see my prophet for this generation. Oh, I'm excited. Are you excited? I come from God, and I'm going back to God. I'm the very thought of God. God thought about me. When he was creating the stars, I was on his mind. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it. How many of you thank God for it? Don't get weary. Let me encourage you. And you feel yourself getting weary, shake yourself. Whatever you do, don't get weary. It's a time of a closeness. Because we are getting so close. Church of the Living God. Yeah. They, is it already here? They're talking about a car with no steering wheel. I think it's already here. But I just heard the other day, didn't our prophet told us? Look where we at. Look where we at. And he also said, there'll be a cooling off in the last day. He said the love of men. It ain't nothing. Down in our hometown, Dooney Cliff, at a bank, a guy walked in there and he videoed himself. I don't know if you saw it, but he walked in there. But as a young lady in there changed position with another lady, took her place that day. The robber walked in, asked for the money, and he videoed himself while he shot him right in the head. Then he walked away. Let me tell you, church, you can't hardly go nowhere now. You might go in the mall. You never know what's getting ready to happen. That's why you ought to be ready at all times. That's why you shouldn't even fear nothing. See, the devil don't like it. Some people, when they see a little something going on in the body, they try to get right with God. I don't have to get right with God. I'm already right with God. Are you hearing me? Why? Because I come from God, and I'm going back to God. It's going to be all right after a while. Amen. I'm trapped in a time body. I know we get tired in this body. I know we get weird in this body. I know husband and wife had disappointment. So you might have not had two or three of them already, but it's all right. It's going to make you better. Somebody say amen. It's going to make you love her that much better. Ain't nothing like making up. Huh? That's a good part, Eddie. The other part, woo. See, somebody say, man, sometimes you don't know if you're coming or going. Sometimes you don't know to climb a tree sometimes. But, oh, my, when you come down the tree and she said, honey, come on back in the house. You know you're glad to hear that. Somebody say, man, it's nothing like a wife when you come home and she rub you across your head. I don't care if you fire. I don't care if you got high blood pressure. Older you are, older your wife is. She rub you across your hair the other way. You was talking about singing a song. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Do you love him? I come from God and I'm going back to God. I'm looking at that clock. That clock ain't moving. I kept looking at it. It's not even moving. So we're just going to stop right here. But you ought to thank God. Know who you are. Rejoice. How many thank God for your trial? Whoo. They fire trials at it. Whew. I go through some trials sometimes. But you know what I learned to say? Why it's burning. I said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Something happened to me. I said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Somebody said, now you think Lord did that? He knows everything. A lot of times, see, we give the devil credit. Satan is just like a dish rag. He has to get order from God. Your house doing real good. Everything doing real good. Wife happy. Everybody happy. Kids happy. You know what God said? It's time for you. Satan, come here. Come here. And Satan way over there. Amen. In the mall somewhere. He said, Satan, come here. I want you to go to that brother house. They've been doing real good for a long time. I want you to go in the house. Do a little sickness. I want you to kind of rub them two together. Cause a little friction at home. I'm just going to test them a little bit. Huh? Somebody say amen. And let me tell you what, sometimes you don't know what to do. Sometimes at the moment you don't know what to do. But God just wants you to let you to know, look, I'm still God. I'm still on the throne. Are you happy about it? But Andy, you ought to be happy. Amen. You ought to thank God that God chose you, the bride of Jesus Christ. You ought to be happy. God saw you for the foundation of the world. You might have been on the dance floor. You might have been out doing bad things. But in God's mind, you was a deacon. You might have said, man, I can't hardly sing. I'm getting old. Don't care what the people sing. Sing if you get hoarse. God saw you in his mind. He saw you singing. So that's what I'm going to do. Amen. Because I was a part of God. So don't get discouraged when you're going through and you feel like quitting church. Amen. Say, Lord, I thank you. How many thank God for the snow and the cold weather? Let us show God is a God of varieties. You ought to thank God. Mind, this cold weather we had cold weather like this in a long time. Ooh, late at night, I had a few pipes busted. I was up in the house and had to get up 3 o'clock in the morning. Up in the house, late at night, 12 o'clock, tired, can't hardly move. came in the house. Amen. Ate my supper about 12 o'clock and I had to get up in the morning. But when I rose up in the morning, I said, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I was able to crawl up in that house. You gave me eyes I could see. I said, Lord, you allowed me to put the pipe together. I said, God, you gave me a mind that says it's cold. Lord, you gave me, you were so good to me. I said, Lord, I could have been in the hospital. I could have been on death row. You ought to thank God, whatever you go through. Said, Satan, I don't care what comes. I come from God. I'm a part of God. I'm the gene of God. I'm the thought of God. This message had to come to me. It caused a chain of reaction. Do you love him? I thought of a story. See, God took a picture of you before the foundation of the world. God took you looking mad. Yeah. How many believe that? Sometimes I be wondering about folks sometimes. Some people just look like they're mad. I be wondering what's wrong. Sometimes on the job, I pass folks, they be looking. I said, what happened? You got laid off? I said, what happened? You got fired? Sometimes I walk to the fast food, and I walk up there, and they're looking all mad. I said, what's wrong, ma'am, that they laid you off? She said, what are you talking about? I said, why are you looking so sad? She changed her face. I don't think you should be walking around looking all sad. You should be smiling. You ought to be walking around smiling. You ought to be happy, amen. Thanking God. Because when God took a picture of you before the foundation of the world, you were smiling. You were rejoicing. You was happy. But you know what he did? He kept the positive of you with him, but he took the negative and sent it down this earth. And Satan is tearing this old body up with sickness and striking with fever. Amen. He's not getting me. He can't touch me. Are you hearing me? I might get old in this body, but he can't touch me because I come from God and I go back to God. Let me illustrate something to you. There was a man one time at his home in my closing. The musician get ready. There was a man in his home. I want to talk about what Satan think he got you. He don't have you. He don't have you. You're more than able. There was a man one time at his house. This robber broke in his home. And he was in his house. He saw this man come in with a gun. Oh, my God. He had no way he could offend himself. So he ran upstairs. And that man walked in with the gun. And the man runs upstairs. And he's breathing hard. Oh, my God. Lord, help me. He's upstairs, and this robber comes in. He walks upstairs, and he look around, looking behind the door, and this man, he's shaking. Then this man, when he goes upstairs, and as he goes upstairs, amen, as he go upstairs, when he get on the next level, he goes behind, and he hide behind the staircase. But there's a mirror where you can see the mirror, and you can see the man hiding behind the staircase. Are you hearing me? And when the robber comes up, he walks upstairs and he look around. Oh, my. When he walk upstairs, he look at the mirror and he sees the man. And he pulls his gun and he bang and he busts the mirror. He said, I got him. And he walks away. Did he get the man? He shot the mirror. And I'm going to tell you what. I don't care what you go through. Whatever that devil think he got you. He don't have you. He just got the negative. He don't have the positive. And you ought to thank God for that this morning. Why don't you give the Lord a hand? Hallelujah. Come on, musician. Amen. You ought to thank God this morning. I come from God and I go back to God. We're going to try and sing that song. You could pull it up. I think you sung it this morning. When the redeemed are gathering in. How many of you thank God for Jesus this morning? Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You ought to thank God for Calvary. How many of you thank God for Calvary? If it wasn't for the mercy of the good Lord, where would I be this morning? I'm happy to see you, saints. I'm happy to see your smiling face. When the pastor told me I was coming, I said, Lord, I can't wait till I get to Hickory. I don't know how you feel about me, but it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter, though. I don't care if you're happy. I'm glad to see you. Man, I'm glad to shake your hand. You're playing the guitar. I'm happy to see you. I'm happy to see you. Man, I'm so happy to see you. How many are happy to see me? It doesn't matter. I didn't thank God I could see you. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me a key of health. Amen. When it redeem our gathering in. I am thanking all the rapture in our blessed home on high. When it redeem our gathering in. Oh, how we raise our heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. When the redeemed are gathering in. Somebody sing. When the redeemed are gathering in. White like the snow and free from all sin. How we shout and how we sing. When the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great possession over streets of gold. When the redeemed, you're the redeemed, are gathering in. Oh, oh, what music. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Like the snow and free from all sin. How we shout, how we sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption story when the redeemed are gathering in. Listen. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering. Who are you this morning? Oh, when the redeemed. You're the redeemed. Oh, that's all. And free from all sin. Oh, we'll sing. How we'll sing. When the redeemed. Let's sing that chorus again.
Blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathered in, when the redeemed are gathered in, what's like snow and calm sea, I will shout, I will sing, when the redeemed are gathered. One more time. When the redeemed are gathered again, what's like snow and free from all sin, I will shout, I will sing. When the redeemed are gathered again. Hallelujah. Give him another hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. You know, the good thing about that, it's going to be a reality one day soon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, my. I believe we all received this morning. If you come gloomy and sad, you sure ought to be lifted up. Amen. Amen. Let's sing I'll Fly Away. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for every one which is.
some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, glory. I'll fly away in the morning. I'll not die. Hallelujah, by and by. This life that brought out, why we like a bird from prison bars is pulled out, why we shake Brother Chisholm's hand and tell him how much you appreciate him, appreciate the word and we've heard this morning, and make sure you're all back tonight for another good time in the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful this morning, Lord, for you visiting with us this morning through your servant, Lord, and for the things that we've heard this morning, Lord. Father God, I pray, Lord, if there be anyone here this morning that's sad and gloomy, or Lord, just feeling down and out, I pray you'd lift them up. I pray this word has touched them, Lord, and just made a difference in their life. When maybe somebody would think about giving up or just being weary and dreary. Lord, we know your word said not to be that way, but in well-doing, Lord, we praise you this morning, Lord. And just bless our brother Chisholm, Lord, and use him, Lord, as a servant for your little bride, we pray. Lord, take the people as they go this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Just keep them safe. In Jesus' name we pray. You're at liberty to go this morning. Victory is mine. Victory is mine, oh victory is mine, victory today is mine, and I told Satan to get me behind, victory today is mine. When I woke up this morning, I didn't have a doubt, I knew that the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees, said, Lord, help me please. Got up, shout the victory, and victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Your liberty to go, and love is mine. Love is mine.
Satan, get me behind.